Nigel.
Good afternoon.
Now, on the economy and the consequences of Brexit and the impact on the city, how would you reassure the country, considering that we have an expert here, Chief Executive of the British Bankers Association, saying the direct opposite of what you're saying?
Well, it depends where you start this argument from. I mean, I would argue strongly that actually jobs have been fleeing the city for the last few years because of EU membership. Why do I say that? Well, in the wake of the financial crash, the first thing the European Union did was to bring in a directive aimed at the hedge funds. Now, the hedge funds had nothing to do with the credit crisis whatsoever, but never mind, that was what Brussels decided to do. As a result of it, within a year, 25% of an industry that was paying over $5 billion a year in corporation tax had left. They'd gone to Geneva, Zurich, and Singapore. Similarly, we've seen a never-ending series of directives designed at the insurance industry, which has seen a very large segment of that leave and go off to Bermuda. And what we're finding is that London has progressively been losing its competitive edge as the cost of compliance for doing business there means that it's much cheaper and easier to do business in other parts of the world. So I start off by saying that I think the EU has really been damaging our financial services industry.
All right, now, Nigel, so but what about Goldman Sachs saying that they would relocate to Europe? What about the 70,000 jobs that are at risk?
Well, I really haven't got much else but contempt for Goldman Sachs. I mean, after all, they virtually own the European Commission. When Berlusconi was forced out of office and the Italians had an imposed prime minister, who was it? A former Goldman Sachs director. Who was it that lined up Greece to join the euro, which has brought misery upon their country and earned fat fees for doing it? None other than Goldman Sachs. Who was it that helped to bankroll the Remain campaign? Well, of course, it was our old friends at Goldman Sachs. Now, there is a reason why people like Goldman Sachs quite like the European Union, and why, of course, they also like Hillary Clinton, who sees the European Union as a prototype of something that perhaps could be done globally. It's because the very, very big companies effectively own the political process, can write the rules for their own industry, which puts out of business their small and medium-sized competitors. And what you're seeing today is an association that is refusing to accept the result of the referendum, trying to use their muscle to pressurise the government and parliament into keeping Britain in the single market.
Nigel, I know you're a fan of Trump's. Maybe tune in from 2 o'clock. We have the former CIA director, Jim Woolsey, who used to be a Democrat and actually served as director of the CIA under Bill Clinton. He's going to be my guest. He's now, as you would know, Trump's security advisor. So do, if you can, tune in for that. It'll be an interesting conversation. But going from one turbulent and, in your words, failing organization, the European Union, to another turbulent one, UKIP, right now is suffering from some troubled waters. Tell us about the leadership race and why you said that you wouldn't be voting for Suzanne Evans.
Well, look, let's be frank. We've had an absolutely rotten couple of weeks.
That would be an understatement.
Well, yes, but we haven't quite reached the watershed yet, have we? It's been rotten. We get a new leader in Diane James, who decides she doesn't want to do it, doesn't like it. We then have this incident, this altercation.
Fist fight?
No, I don't think it actually was that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think this has been slightly exaggerated. Yep. But, two guys sizing up to each other, one falling against the wall and hurting himself, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Frankly, none of this has done us any good. Fine, I get that. So we now enter into another leadership contest. I mean, goodness me, we're sounding like the Labour Party, aren't we? Endless leadership elections.
Indeed.
And I, in the first leadership election, I did not say anything positive or negative about any of the candidates. I kept completely out of it. And my intention was to do exactly the same with this rerun of the leadership election. I'm afraid I said what I said because I thought that Suzanne Evans, first thing this morning, attacking one of the lead runners in this election and calling Raheem Kassam far right and using work and talking about the party.
But isn't that what happens, Nigel, in leadership contests? I mean, let's not forget how Clinton and Bernie Sanders used to square off at each other and even back in Obama's days with Clinton. I mean, that's what happens, isn't it, in an internal race?
Well, it can, and we can see how poisonous American politics has become as a direct result of that kind of behavior.
You went and stood on the stage with that poisonous kind of, you know, symbol of poison in American politics today, Donald Trump.
I've never been on the stage with Hillary Clinton. I find her even more poisonous. I mean, look, you know, we can play games with this.
Yeah.
But the fact is, you know, Suzanne Evans is talking about the party as if it has some sort of horrible, toxic look to it. And I just don't think that's what the party wants to hear. And I don't think attacking another candidate as far right is any way to start the UKIP leadership campaign. We've just been through a fortnight of unpleasant division. I would much rather people said, look, vote for me because I'm this, I'm that, I can lead, I've got the relevant experience. I think, you know, as soon as day one of this contest begins and people are attacking each other, that's not what I want the party to be.
Thank you. That's Nigel Farage there, who's the acting leader of UKIP, asking people to be nice. Interesting.